The South African government says more people are getting tested for HIV, thanks in part to a government campaign that urges get wise, get tested, get circumcised. President Jacob Zuma himself led the call in 2010 when he was publicly tested for HIV and revealed negative results. United Nations figures show that South Africa still has more than 6 million people living with HIV, but there is good news on new infections amongst teenagers. The Human Science Research Council of South Africa says HIV prevalence in youth between 15 to 24 years of age has dropped from just over 10 in 2005 to just over about 7% in 2012. Scott Bennett is Senior Executive Manager at Love Life, an organization working for a world without HIV. He says these positive numbers are the result of vigorous awareness campaigns over the past few years.
Sex is far more spoken about, condoms are generally available, and people are beginning to realize that open, honest and early discussions about sex and sexuality don't predispose young people towards risk, they actually help them to avoid risk.
But girls are more at risk than boys. UNICEF figures show HIV prevalence in girls is 13.6% compared to 4.5% for boys. The question is why? Matebogo Mampane, a training specialist at Soul City, says the lack of relevant HIV awareness messages targeted to young girls is the problem.
Because sometimes you'll find that in the schools, people want to say abstain, abstain, when basically there's children in the same schools who are pregnant, there's condoms that are used lying around in the schools.
But 19-year-old Portia Mungwambe, a Love Life peer educator, says there are other pressures, like poor girls getting lured by older men with gifts and cash and even food in exchange for sex.
Basically, we have the issue of sugar mummies and sugar daddies. You know, as teens, we want to fit in into the lifestyles of having fancy things. For example, having my hair done, having those heels.
Portia says building self-esteem and confidence in young girls is part of the solution. She also has some straight talk for her peers.
Be safe, condomize, and do everything into your powers to protect yourself.
Portia says unless enough teenagers are trained to communicate such messages to kids their own age, it will be a long time before the rate of HIV prevalence among young girls comes down. Tuso Khumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.